You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com, bringing you the freshest radio in Brooklyn since 2009. Hear directly from chefs to farmers, artists to architects, authors to brewers, and everyone in between. Check out all of our shows on our website or by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store.
This episode is brought to you by Full Service. Full Service is Bushwick's hottest monthly dance party every second Friday. Tandem Bar, Bushwick, 236 Troutman. Next Full Service is Friday, August 12th, featuring DJ Mike Q, Party Favors, Mezkid, and as usual, resident DJ's Knife Show. Again, that's Friday, August 12th, Tandem Bar, 236 Troutman. For more information, fullserviceparty.com.
We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Welcome to Snacky Tunes. I'm one half your host, Harry Diabolic, staring into the shirtless biceps of DJ Never Forget.
It's called sleeveless tank top. It's hot out.
I thought you had retired that.
Ray and I are both wearing
Don't. I thought you had retired the sleeveless look.
I mean, it's Monday. It's retired as long as it's not in a million degrees.
I believe in covering up.
You know? Yeah, I definitely. I mean, I'll I think actually I have to say that.
Why don't you do that top button?
No, never forget. You've inspired me to take one button down more than I used to for years. But this is about. I think I tried a tank top once and I went. I can't. No. Yeah,
I mean, my pale skin just can't sustain that sort of.
And if people aren't wearing blue blockers, then they're blinded on the street. Yeah. That first song was the Immaculates. Let me just get that name real quick. The Immaculates. Love Dream, and they're going to be playing live in our studio.
They have a full drum set.
They have a full drum set. Is this the first full drum set?
I don't think so.
Yes? We're getting a yes from our producers. Thanks, boys. This is the first full drum set in here, so it's going to get loud.
I thought Freelance Wales had a drum set.
They had, like, an organ and, like, a teapot and, like, a squeeze box. But yes, this is Snacky Tunes, and we are excited. We have the wonderful couples, Noah and Ray from Island. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for the sandwiches.
I know. I'm kind of feeling it. Like a couple beers, one of your sandwiches, a pickle, the hot day. It's not really for like energetic radio chatter.
Yeah. I mean, your bowels will start working. You'll work some energy up.
Yeah. Yeah. Get up to get down, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you tell all the people who don't know what Mile End is what it is?
Well, it's a Jewish delicatessen in Borum Hill, inspired by Montreal and the food of it. Yeah, we make everything in-house. That's our thing, you know? Just like this fine place, Roberta's.
Yeah.
All in-house.
Do you, are you part of the club, the Roberta's Club?
No.
No,
they just met Brandon today.
Are you good?
I'm not part of the club.
Is it because you're just in another part of Brooklyn that isn't Bushwick and Williamsburg?
We rarely leave our little neighborhood.
Yeah. I feel like if you guys moved out to this section, you would be right here.
Well, you know,
you'd be in the clubhouse.
I've definitely enjoyed the food up to this point. And I would love to be part of the club. But I'm also okay not being part of the club, you know?
I mean, you have
I'm
your
comfortable
own.
With that.
I mean, let's be honest. You guys are less than 2 years old. You are part of the 30 Under 30 Zagat Club. You are one of the top delis in all of New York, which, I don't know if you know this, New York is known for its delis. Are you part of the Second Avenue Barney Greengrass Katz's Club? Do you guys get together?
No, we're definitely not part of that club.
There's definitely an old school, new school divide.
Who's in the new school club with you?
There's us and us.
Us and
in
us.
New York.
In New York, yeah.
Elsewhere in the States.
Where else in the States?
There are other people.
Where are your kindred spirits?
Kenny and Zooks in Portland.
Which is part of the Ace Hotel.
Which is part of the Ace Hotel.
Which is who I work for.
Yeah. Look at that.
Look at that.
Plugging a little.
Well, no, but when I had my, no joke, when I had, I got into a car accident and the first, like, I couldn't eat anything. And I was staying in the, it was in Portland, I was staying at the Ace. And the first thing I ate was a liver sandwich from Kenny and Zooks.
Delicious.
Because, like, calcium.
Lots of iron, too, and everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, not on them, but I could only get through a little bit because it was, like, the first thing. It's a pretty intense thing to eat, like, the first like real solid meal. I was like, yeah, I can handle this, and it was good. But
yeah, you don't want to drop liver onto an empty stomach.
No, it was pretty intense. So is it just Kenny and Zooks? I mean,
there's Kenny and Zooks. There's Saul's Deli in Berkeley, California.
Okay. Right, right.
There's Kaplansky's in Toronto. Really delicious homemade smoked meat.
There's a new pop up in San Francisco called Wise and Sons. They just started slinging brisket. Over the weekends out of random cafes in the Mission.
Amazing.
So,
For our listeners.
I wonder if we have the same question.
I don't even have a question. I have a statement. We grew up as Canadians. our grandparents emigrated to Montreal after the war, and we grew up going to Schwartz's. And so, we've had quote-unquote smoked meat sandwiches before, but they've never really harkened back to, like, they've never been as good as not doing that 8-hour drive up there to go eat there. But I would say that your sandwich is the first to come close to being like, this is what we grew up eating. And you also have the Montreal bagels.
Yeah.
As
well, the sandwiches are, they're even, you know, considerably different than Schwartz's, but I think it speaks to the roots of where Schwartz's was coming from and sort of the methods and traditions that they were practicing.
Right. It's not like I can give the, I mean, if someone's like, oh, it's like a corned beef sandwich. I was like, it's not a corned beef sandwich. At least you guys are in the same ballpark.
Exactly.
Can you explain to our listeners what Schwartz's means to a Montreal boy or man or woman? Because it's tough to really put into words, and like what it means to like grow up and like and the place it has in your mind.
Well, it's, you know, it's like a quintessential deli, like perhaps Katz's would be to New Yorkers. You know, there's just something about the attitude, the grittiness of the restaurant, and the fact that it just has remained completely unchanged since I remember going as a child, and, you know, that, you know, anyone I know has remembered going as a child. So I think the beauty of it is its steadfastness. It's not like it's unchanged and it therefore it's retaining kind of like bad methods. They still make everything in-house. It's still really traditional. It's really, a model for all other delis, basically. And, and whether you're from Montreal or not, it's just like a shrine. It's beyond nostalgia. It has affected you physically.
Yeah. And I think also I have to say,
yes, especially after eating it, it does affect you physically.
But no, I have to say that also, and if you want to talk about cats, and this is by no means a slam of cats, if you want to talk about price point and affordability, Schwartz is still an affordable meal. It really,
sandwiches are like $6.50, $6.75.
Canadian, so that's like two.
Actually, no. Oh, hold on. Yeah.
I know that joke. That
joke doesn't
that's a
work
dated
anymore.
Joke.
Yeah,
that joke.
That's a dated joke. Now it's like 1-to-1. Sometimes the Canadian dollar is more than the American dollar.
Ooh.
So and you two met at our dad's alma mater, Montreal, McGill, right?
That's right.
And you were studying, of course, to make sandwiches, and you were studying to run a restaurant, right?
Absolutely not.
Hold on, then I've done my research completely. No, you were going to be a lawyer, right?
Yeah, we were just normal Jewish kids.
We met in a history of Jewish philosophy and thought.
No,
class.
You didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Were you having a nosh at the time?
I don't think so.
It was like Maimonides.
There was
like,
only 12 people in the class.
Yeah, of course. It was like
small.
Jewish philosophy of the Middle Ages. It was terrible a class.
Oh, so that has a lot of application in the
topic.
Have you used that learnings at all in Milan?
All the time.
It's
how I solve inter-staff conflict.
You made a jump that many men and women have attempted, and but you actually succeeded where most fail. Most people are like, I'm tired of this rat race. Life, but you didn't even really get into the rat race. You were still studying.
Yeah,
I was still racing. Still racing.
I was yet to achieve full rathood. I think it's it's if you believe in something that you're doing, and you put your mind to it, and you say like, I'm not gonna go to sleep or rest or do any of that shit until I feel like it's on a good spot.
And the product is good. I feel like that's the backbone thing that. I mean, yes, hard work and everything, but you make a damn fine sandwich.
Well, thank you.
Have you taken it back to Schwartz's?
Have I taken the sandwich back to Schwartz's?
Yeah. No, that's a weird question.
No.
Can we strict that from the record?
Did I get that right?
Objection.
I still always go to Schwartz's when I go back to Montreal.
No, but it's sort of like sensei. Like, as
have,
you know,
have
the
you
young
tried,
grasshoppers.
Have you tried their other stuff, though? Like their carnitzel and their roast chickens?
Not the roast chicken, but, carnitzel's... completely standard with the meal, French fries.
Their chicken
pickle.
Is amazing.
I've never had it. I've had the rib steak.
I've never had
the steak. The liver steak is
interesting.
That sounds really intense.
Let's just say I'm not a liver steak guy.
They do the chicken. They use the same spice rub for the chicken as they do for the brisket.
Really?
Yeah, and they smoke it.
Do they always have the chicken, or is it just holiday time?
I feel like they do.
The one time that we got it, I don't remember it was any special time of the year, but. I mean,
other than flavor time.
We always go in there with such a specific focus.
That's a problem.
We're going to just one more question.
One question.
You are,
I know, I'm jumping
on. Do
over
you here. Wrap your carnitzel in a piece of bread with mustard, or do you eat it by itself?
The wrap.
The wrap.
I do the wrap, but both are, I think, acceptable.
Both are acceptable eating it plain while driving and walking down the street.
There's so many applications for the plain usage that, like.
It's just
you can't always wrap in mustard.
Drive back. New York.
I mean, we definitely swing in there and get for like the thing and packed in the cooler so immigration doesn't.
On the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to put it down your pants.
My question is from one pair of Jews to another pair of Jews. When you were leaving the very like time honored tradition of law going into a restaurant, what did the parents say?
Well, my parents were oddly supportive, but I obviously had to withhold the information from my grandparents until we were probably 4 months open.
Oh, of course.
Already?
Yeah. You're going to give her a heart attack?
Sorry?
You're going to give your grandma another heart attack?
Well, I had to, make a case for it to her, and I had to wait until some press came through, and, I put together a portfolio for her.
did your parents finally accept your career, like ours did, when they saw you printed, in the Times or New Yorker? It took that level of...
I think that they've been supportive from the get-go. They really appreciate what we're doing, and they see that, everyone's responded so well from day one, so...
Do they like your food?
They stand by us.
They definitely enjoy eating at the restaurant when they come down to visit. Maybe it's because we don't charge them, but...
Oh, Jews getting a free meal.
Actually, speaking of, next-level press before we get to that song, I saw you guys in National Geographic, which is crazy. I was out on the West Coast flipping, and I was like, "Is that Ray?" and I flipped to the back of the cover of the magazine. And I was like, "Yes, I am still reading National Geographic." And
wait, what were you doing, National Geographic?
We do
charity work.
New Yorkers,
in Lagos.
New York.
Oh yeah,
we bring brisket sandwiches.
For every pound of brisket you buy, we send one. Right. Okay.
It's like Tom's, but
yeah, you put some sliced meat in the little orange box. Right. All right. Okay.
Yeah, our business model is like Tom's, but with brisket,
but with perishable products that are probably going to be bad.
This is what the green rooms like in the Catskills during the Borscht Belt era was like. Just like everyone having a joke and talking, and it must have been a lot of fun. Probably more drinking.
I mean, I wish I could transport myself back to that era.
Wouldn't you have loved... You know, that's where our parents met. My mom was a camp counselor. My dad was a waiter from Canada. He had to run out of the back when immigration showed up. It was
really?
Like... Yeah. And they met in the Catskills during the Borscht Belt. Yeah. All right. So we're actually going to take a quick musical break and play a song from Noah's other career as... What were you in the Lovely Feathers?
I played bass, but I'm just make it known publicly. You know, I'm proud of my friends, but the music has not aged well.
What's do you have a bass face?
I do have a bass face, but
I can't
do it.
I can't do it
like sitting here.
Yeah,
you know?
It's only when your arms are like in the 2 and 12, right? Okay. So this is breakfast cake, which sounds delicious. And I think I saw it on the menu last week. But this is Snacky Tunes. We got the Mac that's coming up live, and we'll be right back with Noah and Ray from Ireland.
We'll be right back. much better than me, much better than me. We are running away, we are trying to escape. We are not afraid to admit that we are running out. We are running away, we are trying to escape. We are not afraid. We are sighing away from you. We are sighing away. We are sighing away from you.
When he's not making delicious mug meat, he's playing bass in the Lovely Feathers. No.
Oh, gosh.
Breakfast Cake.
It was a while ago.
Do you miss it?
Well, it's fun to live off of $10 a day out of a fan.
You know.
I mean, there's just a time and a... And I was just saying that I picked up this book. It's called Tips for My Unborn Son. Not that I have a girlfriend or...
Are you telling me something?
No, this is not the, like, I am the father.
Uncle Terry?
But but there, one of the things in there, in the very beginning, there's like 200 things. In like the first 10 things, it says start a band. And I
want to ask, is your creative process writing a song the same as when you're coming up with dishes and food?
Yeah, I mean, I'm often with the band, I played a less central position. You know, it was, the creative process was more aligned with Mark Kupford, who's, you know, still one of my very best friends. With the restaurant, I'm a lot more involved centrally to the creation of the dishes. So it's, you know, a lot of times you just sort of like, you make a few good things that are good in and of themselves that are, you know, quote unquote products. And then you just find a way to really make them work together. So a lot of our sandwiches, for instance, are really basic. You know, they're just several components that are all really well made, and you know they all work in conjunction with each other. And you know, it doesn't need to be more complicated than that.
Something else that's well made is the partnership you two share in running the restaurant.
Nice segue.
Yeah, and I just want for you to talk about. I mean, you two are a family now who work together in a business, and a successful business, and from the smiles on the face, it looks like you two are happy, and you sort of even have matching glasses. So a lot of parallels here that I'm seeing between this side of the table and that side of the table. But can you talk about what it means to be married and to run a business, which you're also sort of married to, and, you know, how you can find, you know, where you two have found success in this?
Well, the business is most certainly... our child.
Okay.
Our first child. It's, you know, it's our everything. We're always working. We're always thinking about it. We're always coming up with new ideas together. And that creative process is so incredible to be able to share consistently over, you know, the course of an entire day and years. We've been together now since college. So for a pretty long time, considering our young age. And, you know, I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else.
Whose idea was it to put Cholent on the menu? Because I've never seen Cholent outside of our grandmother's kitchen.
It was. I wanted to do something that was. It was like a really rich winter dish. And at the time, Aaron Israel and myself, we discussed doing Cholent and how it might be possible to get it to work in the restaurant setting, given that it's typically like an 18-hour.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just forever. Forever and ever dish. So It's not really a dish. It's more like a pot. A Saturday afternoon porridge.
Yeah.
Meat porridge. But, you know, I think we did a great job of executing it. It's really rich.
It definitely didn't feel like I got a scoop from a pot in a bowl. It definitely felt like, you know, with what the way that you definitely added in the more artisanal meats and things like that.
Yeah. We did a veal short rib and a kishka, which is traditionally like a matzo meal and chicken fat sausage.
A little schmaltz. we can say schmaltz.
It's just, there's a tremendous amount of schmaltz.
Oh, it's a tremendous.
It's not a bad word.
It's not a bad word. Yeah.
For the Goyish listeners.
It's chicken fat.
Yeah, it's just chicken. It's rendered
chicken fat. Yeah. So we are excited because you are going to be taking part in our barbecue blowout with City Winery this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Talk to us about because this is the second time we've done a barbecue with you. And the first time you did brisket hot dogs and burgers. Or smoked meat hot dogs and burgers.
We did smoked meat burgers and our homemade hot dogs.
Which was amazing.
Which are made from brisket.
And your arm is okay now?
It was like a crazy, fiery inferno.
There was a flare up.
If you want to see... If you go,
that's an understatement.
If you want to go look on, I think it's the side wall. The burn marks are still there.
That's... it's great. I deserve to have
plaque.
Placard on the backyard wall of
when you do your the Mile End cooking tour of Brooklyn, you make us up there. So what are you making this Saturday? What's your inspiration behind it? When we gave you the task to do barbecue and you couldn't do anything on your menu that you already had.
Well, I really enjoy ribs of all sort.
Who doesn't?
Even the Schwein. and so we decided we're gonna do beef ribs. Kind of classic, humongous back ribs, and I thought we'd spice it up a little bit, like you would some pastrami, and smoke it over at our spot, and bring it by, and we're gonna char it up on the grill. And it'll be smoky and charred, and it'll have delicious sauce.
Oh, I can't wait!
Exactly what.
And you'll eat it like everyone's
gonna
get a bone, basically, with just like a little rib of meat on the side. So it's going to be very dramatic as they eat it. It's going to force people to recognize their carnivorism.
I like it.
It'll be like
put it on their face. No,
the turkey leg
hidden under like sauce or slaw or anything. That it's like you're eating meat and the essence of
the naked carnivore of the barbecue. It's going to be a lot of fun. We still got tickets available at citywinery.com, and they're going. They're moving.
So buy them.
Buy them. Buy them. Come hang out with us, and we get to all high five. So what's the future hold? What's the and we're not talking about the restaurant. What's going on with YouTube? No, what's going on for what's going on with the another place for the restaurant and cookbook? What we got going on?
We do. We're working on a cookbook that's to come out in August of 2012. So still a ways out. Before then, our next spot should be opening in Manhattan sometime this fall.
And no announcement of
like
where it is or anything.
Sorry,
no announcement of where it is. In the
we're holding back on public announcement, but it's going to be in NoHo a general
all right. So
which is like four blocks. So
yeah, look at all the construction.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty specific area.
Yeah, it's pretty. Whatever. Use your imaginations.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you for joining us.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you for the sandwiches.
And what's all the Twitter address, email, internet type stuff?
At Mile End Brooklyn is Twitter handle. Right, that's what it's called.
That is right.
And mileendbrooklyn.com and 97A Hoyt in Borum Hill. Come get your Jew
it's
on.
It's right near a train.
And you have a few summer pop-ups, right?
Yeah, you can get our sandwiches at the Brooklyn Flea on Sundays. And I guess come by the barbecue this coming Saturday, City Winery.
Come on,
12 o'clock.
I might
buy
be
your
there.
Tickets now at what's the website?
Oh, if you have nothing better to do and you want to visit me, no.
citywinery.com.
Citywinery.com.
Well, thank you. We're going to turn you loose and then
feed you some pizza.
Well, thank you. And we appreciate Roberta's for having us in the Heritage Radio Network and Snacky Tunes.
Oh, thank you. So coming up after the musical break, we're going to have the Immaculates live. They're in suits. Did you see that?
Yeah, I support that.
I support
the effort.
I support not only that, but they're on radio. No one except
this is radio is kind of like, you know, an antiquated technology. I think it's fair for them to wear.
I'm pretty sure radio is the new internet.
Okay, so what are you playing?
I'm gonna play a couple of tracks off the bands that are playing at our festival on August 6th. And then we're going to come back and get some live, just really awesome, loud, soul-inspired music.
Okay, great. Listen to Snacky Tunes.
Keep it up, don't stop, don't lose your place. Keep it up, don't stop. lose your place. Keep it up, don't stop, don't lose your place. Keep it up, don't stop, don't lose your place. Keep it up, don't stop, don't lose your place. Keep it up, don't stop, don't lose your place. Keep it up, don't stop, don't lose your place. Keep it up, don't stop, don't lose your place. Keep it up, don't stop, don't lose your place. Keep it up, don't stop, don't lose your place. Keep it up, don't stop, don't lose your place.
Yeah. That was just Computer Magic covering the Strokes.
Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it off of the new and free Stereo Gum Strokes. Is this it?
Stroked.
It's called Stroked?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why? Is there a double entendre that I'm missing?
No. But before we get started, so I want to give a shout out to Ann Saxelby, who had a great write-up in the New York Times. I just was going through old archives, and it was either this week or last week, but really amazing article on her, and we should get her on the show.
I think she has her own show on this.
She does, but it's probably a different demographic.
And then the first track in that break was Computer Magic.
No,
it was, I'm sorry, New Villager Lighthouse.
Jesus, and both you're embarrassing yourself on the internet.
God, you keep so. And they're both playing the August 6th barbecue today, and this week we have the Immaculates in studio. Welcome,
gents. Looking dapper.
I can say, last week we had the boys of Maison Premier here looking dapper. They were the most dapper food guests. You now have the title of the most dapper band, so congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You are taking my short and sleeveless look and making it even look more like
I mean, I would say that I definitely thought about wearing a button-up shirt today and wearing it because I knew you guys would be wearing ties.
Yeah, it's had that effect, we've noticed, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
We just because we're dressing up off, like, people who, you know, are at shows sometimes tend to just dress up.
But I feel like that's a thing, like, you know, it's like when we used to go to ska shows when we were in high high school, you know, you're like,
I was never at a ska show.
Okay, you bought me tickets on our like 16th birthday ska against racism, a 7-hour show fighting the good fight.
7-hour show, 400 songs, all of them sound the same. So let's go around the room, introduce yourselves.
Pick me up.
Yeah, who plays what? What do you guys do? Let's do that.
My name's Matt Convoy and I play the bass.
I'm Cyrus, I play drums.
I'm Jay, I play pipes, I don't know, vocals.
Who's the Don?
That's our manager.
He's not with us today.
Oh, okay.
He's being held by customs, so he can't be. He won't be back in the country for a couple more.
A week or two. I gotcha. He's got a. I thought he was in Washington today. He's overseeing the debt ceiling crisis.
Well, he's a lot of places. He's a man around town.
A man around town. So you guys had a fantastic show at DBA on Friday. And it's a different type of sound because you're definitely pulling from some of the soul and rock and roll stuff, but then you definitely have like a lot of that, I'm going to say, hardcore punk influences as well with the vocals and things like that. What's that look?
No, we're looking at you. You're making good observations.
Yeah.
Gentlemen of the Immaculate.
These are observations. So can you talk to us
respond
about your influences and about the sound that you're putting out, because it's not like any other band.
I think hardcore punk is accidental. but, you know, I could shave my head into it. I could do a mohawk. But, I think it's, you know, we're trying to do soul and we don't know how to do it. And then everything else is an accident.
Right.
And it's like, I mean, this is like, especially the setup, you know, it's so simple with just like the bass and, you know, just the vocals and drums. It's just like a simple thing. So it kind of can, you know, the simplicity kind of makes it, you know, anything. You know, it's like, could be kind of Stooges-y. It could be kind of like this-y. But, you know, we want to play solo. I think as this band is very new, we're learning more and kind of like, you know.
I mean, I definitely think a lot of soul music is based around the rhythm section and then everything else. The horns, the strings, the things like that. And then the voice really adds to the song. That's really where the soul of soul music comes from.
Yeah. And you listen to early soul and it's like, it's a lot dirtier and kind of like, I mean, it was also the recording techniques at the time, but it's like, so maybe it sounds like more of that. Maybe we'll evolve into being more, you know, regular. I don't know. It's just, this band is an accident and it's a happy accident.
How is it an accident?
Well, I mean, really what it was we all wanted to be in a band that we would want to listen to at a party.
Oh, that's a good place to start.
I guess that's not an accident. But whatever.
But it was kind of an accident that we ended up trying to play soul music, but that just seemed like the best fit for what we were trying. I think what we all kind of imagined.
We were actually at a party together. We were
playing soul music.
And they were playing soul music. We were like, we should just play this. That'd be fun, right? This summer. Because all of our other bands are kind of like, you know, like writing or doing weird things or like, I don't know, in some kind of weird, you know, we're not playing the summer, so we're like, let's just have a party band for the summer. We'll play people's houses, we'll sing out of amps, we'll just whatever, you know, like
I think if someone had described to me party band in Brooklyn with soul music inspiration, I would go see it. But let's hear. Enough talking about an abstract.
Yeah. All right.
So we got the Immaculates playing live on Snacky Tunes. And what's the first song?
It's called Hey Joe Kelly.
Okay, all right, here we go. Take it away.
Yeah.
All right.
You are also the loudest band we've ever had on Snacky Tunes. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Name that song. Name that song again. Now, not the distorted microphone.
All right. It's Hey Joe Kelly.
Do we need a second? Have a sip of beer. Catch a breath.
Yeah. I mean,
that was great.
Band takes it out of me.
It does. You guys got to have an awesome live show and live performance. It's very tight, as they would say. It's tight.
Thank you.
Tight and sing. What are the plans for the rest of the summer? That you guys going on tour at all? You guys looking to get out in the road, eat some food, hang out with some people?
Well, we have a show on Saturday at the Brooklyn Bowl.
Love that place. So you're going to get some
food. Oh, they feed you. Yeah.
I'm going to get a $9 milkshake.
Oh,
it's worth it.
It is.
Get a $9 milkshake.
I was talking to John Dwyer, and their OCs were about to play there, and I was like, you better get that $9 milkshake and just grab it to me. But you now I can have my own $9 milkshake.
I think you should request it to drink it while playing and see what happens.
That sounds awful.
I want to have a steak waiting for me when I get off stage.
Yeah.
I think we're playing really late, at 2 a.m. or something like that. So.
That's the problem with playing there is that it's like you don't want to eat at 3 in the morning, but there is no time early enough unless it's the day before to eat your free meal at Brooklyn Bowl when you're playing. But it's so good.
It is so good.
I'm only going to have three chicken wings and I'm going to play a show.
Yeah, but it should be fun. It's like that Contoura Records late night thing. Kevin Barnes is DJing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Saturday?
Fun. Yeah.
This is going to be awesome. I will say this about Brooklyn Bowl, and we've said it on here before. We'll say it again. Easily one of the most professional, best staff ever. As far as it goes,
Williamsburg.
I mean, and you know the venues that we all sometimes go and play, and run the gamut from your hole in the walls out in Bushwick to the city. They hands down have brought it's like, oh, you need this? Great. Oh, you want this? Awesome.
I couldn't agree more.
Can I say how pumped I was to feel air conditioned coasting on my skin on Friday night at DBA?
Oh, yeah. It's great, right? Air conditioning.
It's always been there. It's just a little finicky.
Yeah, well, not always. Maybe last summer we started, but it was not. It was intermittent. Now it's pretty good.
I mean, I've had some sweaty nights, some great nights, and the new state. It looks good.
Thank you.
Looks good.
Thank you.
Where do you guys fit into the Brooklyn scene? I know that it's so easy to get divided because you guys have your other projects are much easier to place because you're you're in the noise rock and you're in the surf rock and you're the blah, blah, and the indie rock, but it's the Burp Rock?
We don't know. It's too new, but it seems to be kind of, I don't know.
I kind of feel like we fit kind of naturally in a way because we don't sound like any of the bands that you really see a lot in our world, but I don't know. I almost feel like everybody kind of is down because of that, because it's slightly a breath of fresh air, I hope. You know, instead of your, all right, great, this is, we're really into garage rock, guys. You know, I don't know. There's a lot of the same, so I think anything that's weird or not normal maybe helps.
I think my favorite type of nights for parties are DJs with one band,
Yeah.
And I feel like with your guys, the sound you guys do, it's you fit, but that band is also kind of a DJ set. They have to keep the energy.
We've done that before and it's worked great.
And I think that, it's that fine line between, show and party, and one band is a party, two bands are a show, and it's a totally different approach to how you're going out and the way that people are engaged or paying attention. So I think that you guys fit
And I think that you guys will pair nicely with Bake Sale Hood Up For You, who is definitely Vivian Girls-esque inspired Memphis quartet.
Why don't we get another song?
They were great.
Those girls were great.
Let's get another
great
song.
Great guitar playing.
Yeah,
another song.
Yeah, let's get another song.
Alright. Yeah.
Sorry about that. All right, so we got the Immaculates playing live on Snacky Tunes. Big shout out to Zoe Shack. Happy birthday, Zoe. Here we go. Take it away.
Come on.
That is...
Sorry, so you have the biggest smile on your face when you're drumming.
It's because I made a mistake.
Oh. Is that it?
Hey, Greg, like way to call him out.
Oh, I was like, man, he looks so happy.
So with all that movement, I can see why you chose not to eat pizza before the performance.
Yeah, it's going to be good after, though.
Pizza was a bad choice.
Beer was good.
The beer will just loosen those limbs up. Heat up those pipes.
We should go to Maison Premier later today and get some oysters and beer.
I mean, I was running today listening to last week's episode because I wasn't here, and I was like, dollar oysters sounds awesome.
Did you get that off our podcast archive?
Where are their dollar oysters?
Mason Premier does dollar oysters from 4 to 7 every day.
And it's not just like those stringy little poopy oysters. It's like their menu.
Stringy little poopy oysters.
You know what I'm talking about.
Who serves those?
My brother was just at some place. I think he was there and he said they had...
or something like that. It's like different.
They have like 15 kinds.
Yeah, I haven't been over there and I love oysters.
You're a big oyster fan? Yeah, what do you guys eat in Williamsburg? What's your place?
Diner.
Diner?
For like a nice meal? Yeah, Diner Marlowe and Sons.
How about for like I'm hungover?
Yeah, when you're slumming it.
Maybe Taco Chulo. Ooh, maybe Best Pizza.
Those nachos?
Best
the nachos.
The nachos.
Those nachos.
Yes.
Those nachos for the hangover cure. Oh.
They have the pies and thighs.
Come on, we're
thighs,
like,
the chicken biscuit.
One more thing about their nachos. Their nachos have so much toppings that you have to order extra chips to get all the toppings up. Nowhere else.
No. Usually it's like a thin layer of topping and then you're like, right. You're like, yeah, what is this?
We actually like this place that's kind of like off the radar that we'll give love to called Patricia's.
Oh, I never heard of that.
It's on Broadway between Wythe and Kent. There's like a little alley right there, but it's right on Broadway. It's this old school kind of Italian place. It's newer though, but they have a place in the Bronx and it's like family. It's like New York Italian. It's like ziti, you know?
Okay.
Oh, it's
okay.
Like simple.
So like red sauce and checker tablecloth.
It's simple and it's kind of like not hipsters, you know? So it's kind of fun to like, you're like, I'm right in, you know, but it's like.
I only like going to places where my server's drunker than I am, so.
No, they are drunk, but they're just like, you
Patricia's
know.
On Broadway between White and
yeah, it's dope.
That's right.
It's like,
really ever, yeah.
Check out that, like, they have like some, they do this calamari where then they put it with like banana peppers in like a spicy red sauce. Like, you know, stuff like that. It's simple and kind of a, you know, more like.
So, I have a question.
Can we ask you, what's with all the burger places opening up around all of us? Do you see the new one, Burger Guru, on, like, North Ace?
Have you ever been to Bad Burger? It's really bad. It's gross.
It's like Williamsburger.
I mean, I love a good burger, but I feel like we have... I mean, I think Diner's Burger...
And then Dumont Burger, like...
I mean, those burgers are great. And actually, Roebling Tea Room has a really, really good burger, too.
Is that the one with the English muffin?
What's the one? No, the that's, one the English muffin is
Pianos
so
has
good.
An English muffin
Pianos.
Burger. That one's... It's like makes pianos worthwhile. It's like
there's a place on North 6th. Sweetwater?
Sweetwater. That's English muffin. Yeah, I
love the English muffin.
I guess I just don't understand new burger places opening up in that North 8th.
It's an easy sell.
Meanwhile, we don't really have a great Indian restaurant at all.
No. A place opened up on Grand.
It's okay.
Oh, I haven't been there yet. You've been there?
It's okay.
It's all right.
But yeah, I mean a good Indian place would come in and like sweep. I've always like there's that place in North Fifth that's
I
fine.
Mean, we can open a place called Samosas and Doses.
Or
I mean,
a killer dumpling place.
Yeah, killer dumpling place. We just got the meatball shop.
That's cool.
And what else?
I gotta go to Flushing or over the bridge to get dumplings though. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean there's so many. I mean the banh mi place was a nice addition.
Yeah, Matoy.
Oh no, you're thinking of the banh mi on Bedford.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what's actually really good Mexican food? The one on North 7th and Bedford, that little truck right next to Salvation Armor.
I never go there.
They're semitas. If you have no plans for the rest of the day, go get a semita. It's really awesome.
I'm from California, so Mexican food is just
different. Yeah. That's
thoughts
fair.
Thoughts on Dos Toros?
It's good. It's like
yeah. Okay, that's fine.
It's good. No, it's like a good place in California. It's like it's the right style.
Yeah.
It's good. I like it. And I've only eaten it once, so I can't, like, really, like, you know, fully...
Well, if you come to the barbecue this Saturday...
I actually like that place.
I really like
Acapulco or whatever. It's, like, way up... No, that's not the name of it. It's, like, you know where St. Vitus is?
Papacito?
No, not that place. Do you know where St. Vitus is? Like, way up on Manhattan?
Acapulco.
Yeah, it's right next door to that.
Mm-mm.
It's so good. It's, like, on Manhattan, like, almost at the end.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Calexico, but that's its own thing.
Yeah, Calexico's great.
I've still never been there.
It is good.
They just... It's I think like on Friday night Greenpoint, they launched their like late night menu.
Oh, cool!
You great know, for you know when you're hungry.
So we're running short on time, so we want to make sure we get all the Twitter handle website thing and get one more song in.
Okay,
so
it's just theimmaculates.com. It's not really that hard. And
okay.
Twitter is theimmaculates.
Immaculates.
SoundCloud, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook.
SoundCloud is
I don't think
immaculates.
I think the immaculates on Facebook is a white rap group.
Yeah, we don't know that.
It's not.
But that's not side
project.
Yeah.
Matt puts his hair in cornrows.
SoundCloud is just immaculate.
Okay. And then when's the next show after Brooklyn Bowl? Anything?
It's another one at Brooklyn Bowl
in September.
Oh, you guys doing a little residency?
We're planning a tour right around August.
From Death by Audio to
we're doing a 7-inch and a tour in October.
And we have a show at Dead Herring.
We have a show at Dead Herring coming up, but I don't remember the date.
The 30th of September.
Awesome. Well, you can get all the information there. Hey, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing this drum set. I've been looking dapper and hanging out.
Thanks to Noah Ray.
My tie matches my drum set.
Oh, I noticed all your ties match. Thanks to Noah.
An accident.
No, Ray from Mile End, citywinery.com for all information for the barbecue blowout this Saturday. And guess what? Mile End's going to be there. Dos Toros, Mexico, Van Dag,
Craft,
Mama Fuko, Punches, Computer Magic,
Ducky,
Mild, Midnight Magic. And guess what? The best part about the barbecue happening next Saturday is that you never have to hear us push it again until next summer.
Yeah, that's actually, I'm excited for it, but it'll be nice to take a verbal break from it.
I'm eating those Mile End sandwiches every Sunday. Oh, they rule.
I know. And also tonight, Punches is playing at Westway, and then Thursday night we're playing at Tammany Hall.
With French Horn Rebellion and Los Dos.
And tonight's the Flava Party.
Flava's Party.
I think they're going to be dancers, actually.
I'm pretty sure they sent us a flyer and they said 12:30 surprise, and it's not.
It's not Terry out of a cake.
It's not Terry out of a cake. Thanks for listening. We got the boys from TV Disco on next week.
And the food guest is Lauren Dean.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. She's great. She's a fantastic television producer.
All right, boys. What's this last song called?
It's called That Sound.
That Sound. All right. The Immaculates on Snacky Tunes. Here we go. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.